How has the view of coaching human performance been influenced by the business world? The terms executive coaching and business coaching began in leadership development programs during the 1980s. Although the term coaching was not used earlier than this, coaching shares theoretical basis with management theories that appear as early as the 1960s, including a major one called Theory X and Theory Y. In the 1960s, Douglas McGregor of the MIT Sloan School of Management described two very different attitudes towards workforce motivation. McGregor felt that companies followed either one of these two approaches. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Nick Bosk. We're here for your weekly Coaching 101 Minute, our recap of Coaching 101 calls here at International Coach Academy. This past week, we had a question from a student around the concept of management theory and the influence within the current coaching perspective. Theory X and Theory Y. Now, Theory X view assumes that employees are inherently lazy and will avoid work if they can. Because of this, workers need to be closely supervised and comprehensive systems of controls developed. According to this theory, employees will show little ambition without an enticing incentive program and will avoid responsibility whenever they can. A Theory X manager believes that his or her employees do not really want to work and that they would rather avoid responsibility, and that is the manager's job to structure the work and to energize the employee. The result of this line of thought is that Theory X managers naturally adapt a more authoritarian style based on the threat of punishment. Now, on the flip side, Theory Y view assumes that employees are self-motivated, anxious to accept greater responsibility and exercise self-control and self-direction. It is believed that, on the whole, employees enjoy their mental and physical work duties. It is also believed that if given the chance, employees have the desire to be creative and forward-thinking in the workplace. There's a chance for greater productivity by trusting employees to perform at the best of their abilities. A Theory Y manager believes that, given the right conditions, most people will want to work well and that there is a pool of unused creativity in the workplace. They believe that the satisfaction of doing a good job is a strong motivation in of itself. Rather than trying to control, a Theory Y manager will try to remove the barriers that prevent workers from fully actualizing themselves. Now, coaching shares the views of employees outlined by McGregor's Theory Y, and most organizations that employ corporate or executive coaches would also share this view. Now, most recently, as organizations have moved into this so-called information age, the Theory Y view of human performance has become very dominant in management theory. New technologies and globalization have led to people having access to huge amounts of information at precisely the time that they need to have it. Whole countries are shifting from growing and producing quote-unquote things to providing knowledge and services and becoming so-called knowledge economies. Now, for the first time in history, managers can no longer be assumed to know more about the business than their staff. Suddenly, knowledge sharing, creativity, and lateral thinking are becoming key competencies in every level of business, including coaching. Now, other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 class this week. How long does the average student take to graduate? Will there be anyone from my local area? Can I retake classes? If you want to learn more about these questions or more about management theory and coaching or other influences to coaching theory, please come along to one of our Coaching 101 classes next week. We have many time options on our calendar, so there's bound to be a time option that fits your needs. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.